Well, now, how did you run in 60, was it 66?
Well, there were three of us were elected. Cornelia Kennedy, who was then not very well known, but a very, very experienced woman lawyer in the city of Detroit, finished first. Enjoyed the endorsement of all the bar associations and everybody, deservedly, I might tell you. She's today a colleague of mine on this court. And I finished second, very close to her. And the third judge elected was Judge George Martin, who had been for 22 years the municipal judge in the city of Dearborn.
Was it a big field? Were there others?
Yes, in the primary, there were 43 in the primary. So it was it was the first opportunity in years in 1966 and in 1967, the size of the Wayne bench was expanded. Four new judges were elected in 65, and three of us elected in 66. So it was the last chance, we thought in those days, to run for a vacancy in the Wayne Circuit Court, a new judgeship, so it attracted a huge field.
You know, early, sometime fairly early in your career now, in an electoral context, when you ran for something, you, as a identifiable Republican, managed to get labor support. How did that all come about? Was this reflected in your initial win in Wayne County for circuit judge, or was this something that just gradually accrued later in your career?
I'm not sure. I think it's just as simple as this, Roger. I didn't have any labor support in the primary when I ran for a Wayne County Circuit Judge against that field of 43. Mm-hmm. Labor didn't do a lot of endorsing in judicial primaries, and the secret activity they were conducting was on behalf of two or three candidates whom I knew, who were entitled to that kind of support, and I wasn't. Once I was nominated, however, in a field of six, a considerable amount of labor support did come along, and I think it was for two reasons. Number one, I think they thought my chances of winning were probably fairly good, since three were to be elected out of six. And secondly, fellows like Dick Maher, who was elected by now to the traffic court in Detroit, with heavy labor support, introduced me to the titans of the local labor political action groups, and I made it my business to go around hat in hand and ask them to look at my candidacy. And as a result, there was some early labor support. Not universal, though.
No. But that was something that was noteworthy for a fellow that had a real clear Republican identification, was it not?
Yes, it was. But, of course, without denying that I had run as a Republican Justice of the Peace, mm-hmm. you had to be either Democrat or Republican.
Sure.
I did everything I could in Redford to conceal the fact that I had been elected on the Republican ticket. Matter of fact, in the campaign, the signs read, "Ryan, a new man for justice." And the Republican Party people had meetings, literally had meetings, to decide whether to condemn me for not putting a Republican on the ballot. So I didn't advertise. And I figured an Irish Catholic with a name like Ryan will be taken by a lot of people to be a Democrat if you need to be a Democrat. But I have to tell you, in all candor, I didn't have a political mindset about being a Democrat or a Republican when I ran for Justice of the Peace. I picked out the guy in the primary who I thought was most beatable, and it happened to be the guy on the Republican side. And, it's really just that simple.
Well, here you are now. It's 1966, fall election, I guess, was it?
Yes.
So you go on the bench in late December or
January 1st, 67.
Yeah. At what stage, I suppose you at that time had a usual mixed docket of criminal and civil. That's the way it was then, was it?
Yes, yes.
And then I suppose you began to think ahead. What's the next step? I mean, you were doing your your work, obviously, but the Court of Appeals had been created in '64. Did that put any thoughts in your head?